Okay, this is these are notes with Chetna regarding the creation of the workbook, and she's going to go through the sequence, the daily sequence, and then we'll put in all the specifics. Right, just go ahead.
All right, this is Dr. Chetna Kripalu, and I am talking about suggestions for the workbook. So my idea of and the reason for the workbook is so people have a guide how they can head towards self-mastery by following a certain, I won't say schedule, but some kind of a routine. So when they wake up in the morning, you wake up and of course you get up and, you brush your teeth, and go to the bathroom, whatever. Without any break, ideally, there should be a space made, a space right next to your bed in your bedroom, or if you can, if you have an adjacent, somewhere you can sit in a chair which is comfortable, could be your space for doing the morning routine. And that space is essential because the brain is, the way the brain works is it associates different things or different things you do in a day with different spaces. For example, your bed is meant to sleep. So that's why we tell most people not to study or not to read during in bed, because the brain associates with sleeping. That's why a lot of people fall asleep. So it's kind of like that. And your brain associates eating in the dining room, or relaxing and watching TV, or just, kind of snoozing and doing nothing in the family room. So that's why you want to create the space right next to your bed. The reason for that is you don't want to make it very complicated. They have to, you go down somewhere or up or anything, because, everybody's, the attention span and distractions are too much nowadays. So ideally should create a space very close by. So make that space. Now sit in that space. And it's a 20-minute routine, so you will have to get up 20 minutes before, what you normally do. It seems like a lot, but it's really beneficial. So that is what I would, that would be my suggestion or recommendation. So the first 5 minutes in that 20 minutes is gratitude. And this is easy to do because whatever state of mind you wake up in, a lot of people wake up with a lot of disturbance in their mind. Everything comes to at them, the day, the week, everything which is unfinished, things like that. So that's why it's good to have this routine. So 5 minutes, you do gratitude, and then the workbook would contain a couple of pages just to journal. And this is a 30 day, so I'm talking about, a 1 day schedule or a routine. So, and you can, do the gratitude. Put a timer in the beginning because you will not know how long. So it's okay to do that. That way you're not watching the clock the whole time. So that 5 minutes, and gratitude can be anything, people, space, some incident which occurred recently, all the things you have, all for life itself, for the breath you take, could be anything. The whole idea is to elevate your vibration and your state of mind in the beginning so that we can do the rest of it. So the next 5 minutes is an energy routine, basically energy exercises. It's and that would be something you will see on a video demonstrated by me. It is really easy. In the beginning, it may take 10 minutes before you learn, but once you learn it, it may even take less than 5 minutes. But it is hugely beneficial because what happens in our lives is there are so many parts, there are 14 different meridians in our body, which means 14 different energy routes or energy channels. They get blocked very easily because of the negative thought process and everything. But when they are, routinely flowing, the energy is flowing through our body, it just helps all the bodily functions, even your brain, to kind of work better and in more like in coherence to all of these organs in your body. So that's why that energy routine is very important and it's very useful. So in the next 5 minutes is breath work. And breath work is directly connected to life force. So even if somebody's scattered, confused, anxious, just by doing the breath work, and each day would be a different breath work, just to give you a flavor of all the different breath works. And you can choose either to do different ones every day, or my suggestion would be to choose one of them and actually do it for 30 days, just so that you get good at it, and then you get the more benefit of it. So that's the breath work. So it's for 5 minutes. Now that comes to 15 minutes. Now the last 5 minutes is going to be a meditation. The reason is when you do these preparation things to get into the meditation, you're less distracted. You can actually go into your space, a deeper space, where you are connecting with your inner, with your divine self or your higher self, or even to go to that empty space where there's no distraction from your thoughts and everything. You may still have it in the beginning, but it's much better, and you can actually, examine this on your own when you do it with these preps before doing a meditation versus you don't. So there is a difference there. In my life, I have seen it. And that's why even now, after these many years, I still have a routine I follow before I start my meditation in the mornings. So that's the 20 minute. And now in the 5 minute of meditation, you can choose a guided meditation from our library or any form of meditation you like. You can do some toning if you want, like the Om meditation, which is really powerful. So you could do any of these. Spend a couple of seconds after that, just a couple of seconds, maybe a minute, just to set an intention for the day. Meaning, how do I want my day to go? How do I want to feel at the end of the day? Or how do I want to feel throughout the day, basically? So, and that is calm, peaceful, making the right decisions, not getting frustrated, not getting irritated, not getting mad, angry, despite whatever people say. And how can you go through this whole day, and that how successful your day is, making good decisions, making accomplishments, and make it more fulfilling through the day. So that's the 20 minute in the morning. Now, it's very important to do that, but there's more important to see what can we do the rest of the time during the day. For that, I would suggest downloading an app. One of them is called Mindfulness Bell. There may be others. Basically, the idea is every 2 hours you want to hear a bell or a gong, whichever is soothing for you. And this could be allowed, obviously you want to keep your phone, not in vibrate, so then you wouldn't hear the ring. But when this gong or the bell goes off every 2 hours, you're reminded of two questions you learn to ask yourself. One is, how am I feeling? And now, if you're feeling restless and anxious, then the second question is, what am I thinking? Usually it's related. Now, if you're feeling okay, that means you have positive thoughts or high energy thoughts, and that's why you're feeling good. Or you have no thoughts, that's kind of rare, but still. But if you're feeling anxious and not feeling so good, a little restless and nervous, then usually it's followed by, a negative loop of thoughts or worry or anything like that. So it helps you become more aware of your thoughts, of where it's going. So it's kind of changing your thought habit. Because if you're aware, that is the only way you can change it. Otherwise it's hard to change it. So the loops go on, and the mind is going to take you in all different directions instead of, the other way around. So do that till the whole day. Now, at the end of the day is also important, just like the beginning of the day. Now, the end of the day is not going to be 20 minutes. It could be 10 minutes. Basically, 5 minutes you're going to replay and see how your day went. Are you happy with how the day went? Could you have done better? Meaning how your response to things could have been better. Could your thought pattern could have been better. These are the things. Because if the only time you introspect and reflect is when you can firstly observe how it went and then change it or attempt to try and change it, change the thought process. So that's what it helps with. And you can write it down if you want to, or you can just think about it or review in your mind. Now, the next 5 minutes is again meditation. So that could be any form again. If you want to choose the same meditation, it's fine. But there are plenty of 5 minute guided meditation on YouTube for sleep as such. And then you do the meditation and you end the day with almost you can call it prayer. You can call it a intention you set again. Saying that, I have done everything I could for this day, and I'm going to leave everything, I'm going to kind of really leave everything aside, like almost like you're putting everything on a side on a table or in a basket or wherever. You can, psychologically you can, it's kind of like more like a sign, like however you want to do it. Because what you're trying to do is disconnect from your worries and everything, because you do need to do that. The reason you need to do that at nighttime is because that is the same consciousness you wake up with in the morning. So that is why it's important to cut off completely and say, all my worldly expectations from me and responsibilities, I put it on the side. Or if you're a person of faith, you can say, I give it to God, and then you just can really sleep easily. So you have a better quality of sleep, deeper quality of sleep. So when you wake up in the morning, then it's not as bad. But if you sleep with some kind of worry in your head or whatever, you know, restlessness, you'd really wake up with that. So if you want to, you can test and see if that is correct or not. May not be all the time, but a lot of times this is true. So this is the routine you really want to do. And I would also advise at some point during the day in a 24-hour period to do like a 15-minute, like, you know how you do your reading, your newspaper, and you're aware of watching the news, or whatever career entails, you're studying for that. Like a 15-minute, either a self-improvement talk. There are plenty of podcasts, again, in the library, and some kind of a motivational, video or a talk, which is really going to keep you up in that vibration and helps you become more self-aware. So remember, this is about self-mastery. So we are talking about how the first step is self-aware and self-discovery before you get to that state of self-mastery. So this is really what the workbook entails. So it gives us a good idea of have a routine. It's not easy, but you know, when you get into it, you miss it after a while. And you'll see the difference of how in 30 days. So my suggestion would be really take it as a challenge, like any challenge, and see how you feel at the end of the 30 days. And if you feel like this is really something which is getting you, transforming you, then it's worth everything in your life, because it's going to kind of, you know, it's a domino effect, like how it helps you move in through your life much more, courageously, much more with awe, much more with a almost like an enthusiasm, and instead of being afraid of things, what's coming around the corner, or being depressed and saying this is all there is, and you know, things like that. So because we are conditioned a lot of times to look at negative things in our life, so this helps us basically do the opposite. So I think that's my recommendation.
Good. All right, that's fine.
Everything right. That's all.
Yes, that's very good.
So that's why I said it's kind of important, because